Hey everyone, Pastor Tim here. I pray that this sermon, this resource, will be used by God to grow you and help you flourish in His grace and sanctify you in your faith. This resource is not intended to and will never replace the benefits of being part of a church family. So if you're local, we would love to have you join us here on Sunday mornings. If you're not close, we encourage you to find a church home in your area. Again, we pray that this blesses you and grows you in your love for Jesus and sharing that love with others.
Well, in case you didn't know, my name's John Adams, and I'm pastor emeritus here at the Vine. It's a privilege to preach God's word today. And as I thought about the sermon and the passage today, I thought about a story about when my daughter Christy was just 3 years old, and we were in the Gwinnett Mall, and Lizanne and I, we lost her. She was gone. And wow, we were walking through a Macy's, and we got into the rack of clothes, that area, and I must have got distracted because it was my job to watch her. I had the detail, okay? And somehow I turned my head, maybe for a second, maybe for 10, maybe for a minute. You know how guys are. I got distracted, and then all of a sudden, I looked up, and boom, Christy's gone. And I go, whoa, man, I tell you, it was like the worst feeling. If you've ever, for a moment, you know, lost a child, or just had that feeling of like, where are they? And you just go into this complete tailspin emotionally, but you're thinking, how do I now find her? And you're going through, all these thoughts are rushing through your head, and you would give everything you had in that moment to find that child. You really would. And so we went, Lizanne and I went on a frenetic search throughout the mall, and we were yelling out, Christy, Christy, and we're going here and there and everywhere. And finally, we saw over on the other side of the escalator, a man had picked Christy up and was holding her over his head. Like, here's your daughter. I hear you yelling. Here she is. And I can tell you, my heart was just like so filled with thankfulness and gratitude and relief. My daughter, man, I lost her. And now she was found, and it was like, wow, thank you, God. What a gift. What a treasure she really is. And so today, as we come to God's Word, Pastor Tim's been walking us through a sermon series in Matthew 13 about the kingdom of God. And we come to verses 44 and 46 through 46, two short parables today that we're going to look at. So as we come to the Word, open your Bibles or your handhelds, and remember as we read it, this is God's holy Word. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Just a little background on that parable. Remember, there were no banks in Jesus' day. No, homes didn't have security systems or ring systems on the front, right? There were no pet dogs because they didn't have dogs as pets in those days to bark. They took their treasures, their most precious goods, their money, their expensive jewelry, and they buried them into the ground. And they did that especially, think about it, because when like enemy nations were coming to Israel to take over and they would just take all their goods, they would bury it and they had to remember where that was. Well, here in this passage, a man is, it just says a man found and covered up a treasure hidden in a field. We know it was an agrarian world, most of the people were farmers. And so probably a farmer, a lower to middle class man, was just out in his field digging a hole for a tree or something, and he hits this thing, and he uncovers it, and he opens it up, and he goes, whoa, that's in this field? And it's a treasure of unbelievable, incomparable worth and value. And he's stunned by it. He's filled with joy. And so that's the first parable as we look at Matthew 13. And the second parable is verse 45. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who on finding one pearl of great value went and sold all that he had and bought it. Notice a few things. Here, it's a merchant in search of fine pearls, plural. He's out looking for some goods to sell. And, you know, he's a merchant. And by the way, pearls in those days were the most expensive gems in the ancient world. If a woman, for example, is wearing some pearls, everyone knew she was uber wealthy. And so it was, and it was a pearl merchant who had lots of money. He was wealthy to buy and sell these pearls. And so he finds one pearl of great value, just one. Imagine what that pearl must have been like. You know, Hope Diamond. I mean, it was like crazy pearl. And he sold all that he had. In both parables we see they sold all that they gave, all that they had, and bought the field and this pearl. And notice also in these two parables, the parables that they also begin the kingdom of heaven. And again, heaven is not just up there. Heaven is more than that. It is the kingdom of God is what it's describing. And so when he says kingdom of heaven, he means not just in the afterlife, but also this life today. So there we are. And also, just to give us some background that Pastor Tim walked us through, is to understand, well, what is the kingdom of God? If this is the kingdom of heaven, it is the kingdom of God, what is it? And he defined it for us, and this is, we've been walking through this and thinking about this. The kingdom of God is a spiritual kingdom that is seen with the realization of God's rule and submission to God's reign in the hearts and lives of his people. It is literally the reign and rule of God in our hearts of believers. And another way to think about this is this way. This slide, you have two ways of life or two ways of thinking or acting. It's either the kingdom of me or the kingdom of God. And you center your heart, think about your heart being upon what you desire is either on the kingdom of me, my wants, my desires, or it is God's desires from his word. And his wants and things that he desires for us. And then everything in all of life, that's how we live our life, you know, all these things, recreation, children, family, work, whatever it is. Are we centering our hearts, as Pastor Tim reminded us, on the rule and reign of Christ, on the kingdom of God, that's the kingdom of God, or the kingdom of me? And here's the thing, because Christians can do either. Today, you could be about you even coming to church, honestly, because I know I can be about that too. Or you can be about God and say, Lord, take control. Be about my life as I could, even in a church, at work, wherever I am. Okay? So the kingdom of God, at times our thinking and actions can be about our own kingdom. We can think we're the king. It goes back to the garden, the original sin. We want to be like God. We want to be in control. We know best. I'm going to center on what I want. And again, here in this series, we're learning, no, we need to continually center our hearts on his rule and his reign. And so the question today I want to ask you as we look at these parables is God's kingdom our greatest treasure? You know, as we start to look at these parables, I would love for us to really kind of grow in understanding that first of all, the first point is that the followers of Jesus see the value of his kingdom, God's kingdom. Jesus used parables to connect with common experiences of the day. Here they are. Here's like a treasure buried in the ground. It's like a pearl, which they knew about. And when he talked about, again, the kingdom of God, it's not just eternal life in the next life he's talking about. He is that, yes. But he's also talking about this life and how we live differently under his rule or authority. You see that? It's under the kingdom of God, his rule, not the kingdom of me. And how do I live in the rule of Christ right now? And so these great great parables make these clear kind of comparisons that in verse 44, that we are the man there. Verse 46, we are the merchant. And we should be amazed at the treasure or the pearl of pearls. Are we filled with wonder when we think about the kingdom of God and his rule over us? What he has done for us. Remember what Christ has done for us. All the benefits of the kingdom, of living in the kingdom, are things like living in full purpose. Do you want purpose in your life? Do you want to grow in intimacy with God and other people in loving relationships? Do any of you struggle with worry and want to see more worry killed or fear? Do you have a sense of I'm alone? The kingdom of God teaches us we're never alone. You see, the kingdom of God brings us to life. The effects of the kingdom of God and results are life-giving. The effects of the kingdom of me are death-giving. It ultimately leads to destruction, certainly for the unbeliever, but also, believer, for you too, for when we are living about the kingdom of me. And so we need to just today treasure God's great grace and his kingdom. And our hearts be filled with wonder that we get to be a part of the kingdom of God. And we can be less and less about the kingdom of me. So do we value, first of all, followers of Jesus, do we value the kingdom of God like this? And secondly, we're going to see here in this passage that the kingdom will become our greatest priority. His kingdom rule means basically everything we do in our life. Again, everything we're about. We all have a calling in our life. Every one of us. Doesn't matter. You could even be retired. You have a calling. Look, every one of you has a calling from God. And because it is from God, it is from the King, it's wonderful. It's good. It's significant. Whether you're in you're married, or you're in parenting currently, or you're in your workplace, or in your friendships, just in every area of your life, we have a calling from God. I love what Calvin wrote in a little book called, it's a little book in the Christian life. And he talks about what God values. And the sad thing is we can undervalue what he, the Lord, values. And Calvin wrote this amazing little book that talks about our calling, and he said how important it is for us, he calls about, to man our post, no matter how boring or mundane our calling seems to us, because the Lord, the King, has given us his calling to marriage, to parenting, to our workplace, to caring for others. And he ends this little book with this quote, and it just hit me between the eyes. It says this: for every work performed in obedience to one's calling, no matter how ordinary and common. Anyone feel like they have an ordinary, common calling? Yeah? Look at what he says. It is what? Radiant. Most valuable in the eyes of the Lord. You see, what has God called you to, your life to? It's radiant. He treasures what your calling and your work and your life is all about, even though it may feel like just such an amazing drag. You know, does your life calling, Monday through Saturday seem dry or boring or tedious? I think especially about you moms with young children. I mean, it's hard, right? Changing diapers, endless diapers, wiping noses, sleepless nights, holding crying children, and on, moms. Calvin was saying here, and the Word of God says, is you obediently live out your calling, it is radiant, because the Lord sees it that way. Also, listen, if you are retired here in that season, you might think this, I no longer have a job. And some of you think when you get that, you go like, yes, I'm done, I'm retired. And you're just delighted. And others of you, you go like, I no longer have a job. And honestly, I'm really confused. And I'm kind of, disoriented and a little sad. Some of you are feeling that way. But you see, that could apply to every season of your life. What we have to grab hold of is not so much what we think or sometimes even how we feel about our calling. We got to know and reassure ourselves, what does God think of our calling? It's radiant. It is most valuable in the eyes of the Lord. And so we undervalue what God values because we tend to define what we do by the world's standards or perspectives. And we need to look at what we do and others do from God, the true King's perspective, which is full of value of importance because he gave it to you, right? Okay, so he sees it as a treasure. Do you see it as a treasure? Are you about your calling, not only who you are in Christ, but what you do matters to God and is a treasure, as it's aligned with him and his kingdom. So let's focus our thoughts and our resources on his kingdom. In this first parable, when the ordinary Joe found the hidden treasure in the ordinary field, it said, then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. You know, he could not believe his good fortune. It didn't feel like a major sacrifice at all to spend all that he had on this hidden treasure. Why? Because he knew what it was worth. Believer, Christian, family of God, look, if you know how valuable the kingdom of God is, it won't be anything to you to give everything you have for it. It will feel like it costs nothing, though it may cost you everything. And you realize how priceless the kingdom of God is. You see, when you know the value of God's kingdom, it's not a burden to joyfully spend all your resources, your time, your thinking, your money, everything on the kingdom of God because you love it. And you know it's a treasure. Its worth is far surpassing all these other things that we think are valuable. Jesus reminded his followers in Matthew 6:33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added to to you. So working hard at your job, or enjoying your kids or their activities, or seeking close friendships, growing in marriage, these are all good things. But if you're pursuing those with a me-first attitude, a kingdom of me, it's headed towards destruction. But may we see and all that we do and are about from a kingdom of God perspective, that we live and we work and we are about everything we do with the kingdom of God as our chief importance, our greatest priority. So it's we have to constantly tell ourselves, though, right, that it's not about the kingdom of John. It's about the kingdom of God. And so is Christ's kingdom your greatest treasure? So how do you know that? You might want to ask yourself some questions. These have helped me. Like, what is the most important thing to me in my life? Or what do I think about when no one else is around? Or what's my greatest nightmare? You see, the answers to these questions will tease out what your greatest treasure really is. And those other things, the kingdom of me things, need to be substituted with the greatest treasure, the greatest hope. May our hearts learn and grow to discover that Christ alone is our chief desire, and his kingdom becomes very the thing that we are pursuing. So all the other kingdom of me kind of motives and perspectives and the ways that we're living our life, we have to repent of. Repent of our motives of desiring anything other than Jesus, and that's called sin. Again, it's centering our kingdom on me and not on him. And so may we seek to be grow in faith that is satisfied in Christ alone. Again, most of us know that Christ died for us. He rose again from the dead. He's coming again soon. Those are all great things. That's the gospel. It's like the doorway that opens us to that great new place, that great new kind of like never-ending home of the kingdom of God where the king rules and reigns. We know that. We know that Christ did these things, but sometimes the shine has come off. And we need to ask God today to fill us with a new wonder. Like these parables, we have a hidden treasure. We have the pearl of pearls. Are we filled with wonder and delight? And is it the thing that we're treasuring, we're living for, we're orienting our life around, we're centering our heart and our desires on it? If it's something else, we've got to repent of that, and then we've got to say, Lord, give me more faith to trust that this is really true. Yeah, we all know it's true, but that's why we're here this morning, to hear the word and remind ourselves that the only thing worth living for, the only life-giving thing, is to be about Jesus and his kingdom and his glory. So as you go away today, I'd encourage you to do something like a value assessment. Track your time, your thoughts, your words, and think about, what are you thinking about, and what are you treasuring? What are you valuing? And are they themselves what I treasure, or do you treasure? Are you treasuring something beneath that, like approval or control or security, or you're fearing something that's driving you in your life? That's a good thing to do. Mark Pugh loves to do tracking things. And if you have that temperament, it's good for you to kind of do that process and go through that work.
Amen, brother.
Yes, sir. And then, as you think about it, you may not do that, but if you just think about and discuss with a friend or a family member at lunch today, ask them and tell them, what do you think I treasure most in my life? That's going to be a vulnerable moment, right? Is it Jesus? Is that the way that I'm living, or is it something else? You know, sometimes I have to repent. Like in the middle of my prayer time, I'm thinking about my golf swing. And you're like, oh, is that my greatest treasure? Is my achievement, is my doing well at something my greatest? You know, what is it? We all have to get with someone that we can be honest with and have enough community to say, you know, I think I'm treasuring something other than Christ. So that's a good thing for accountability and prayer for one another. And if you're here today and you're not a believer, listen, following the only hope you have, and this is the sad reality of not knowing Christ, you can't be about the kingdom of God. You can only be about the kingdom of me, because your whole life is oriented around what you think and not what God thinks. And listen, what you think is going to lead to destruction and ultimately to death, and what God thinks will lead to this amazing purpose and intimacy and joy and killing worry and fears and all the fruit of the Spirit that we love and know from Galatians 5, 22 and 23. Man, that's what we want to pursue. And unbeliever, I just encourage you today to consider Jesus and saying, I'm tired of living. I'm tired. And it's a dead end living for the kingdom of me. I want today, by simple faith, to trust and believe in the kingdom of God. And believer, and if you do that today, unbeliever, let someone know who you came with. Let Pastor Tim know, or one of our pastors, let me know, our elders. We'd love to pray with you and walk with you in your new journey. So as we prepare now for the Lord's table, I want you to ask yourself this question. Do I treasure the kingdom of me more than the kingdom of God? And then what he tells you, repent of anything that you've been treasuring more than his rule and reign in your heart and life. Let's go to the Lord's table in a time of silent confession.
Thanks so much for joining us for this podcast. For more information, you can visit us online at thevinecc.com or visit us on Facebook or Instagram at thevinecc. Have a great week.